All right, so we're doing melodic minor. The purpose of the lesson is to open up your ears to possibilities of the melodic minor, just to hear the different modes. You're not going to become proficient in recognizing when modes are melodic minor and when they're, like, you know, just, you can't learn everything in one day, but you can, in 1 hour, open up your ears to possibilities of why this is such an important mode in jazz. And some of them you'll get right away. You'll be like, oh, I got that. That immediately makes sense. Other ones, it'll be more elusive, and that's normal. So what I've done is I have the number of the mode. The first mode is called the melodic minor, and then I have the intervals is 1, 2, flat 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. As we talked about last time, it's the same as a major scale with a flat 3. And then if you just saw one chord, like an A minor major 7, for a length of time, like a bar or 2 or even 4 or 8, then you would know that that's a signal that you can use melodic minor. But to make it more fun, I also made a progression. So it would be A minor, D7, E7, D7. And how do you know that that's melodic minor? Well, when you do A minor, that's obviously A minor. When you do D7, that gives you a sixth. The F sharp is a sixth to the A minor. And then when you do E7, that gives you the G sharp. Right there is a dead giveaway to play. You got minor with a natural sixth and a natural seven. And so you could play. For that. And that's what we're going to jam on for you right now. So that's all we're going to do today. We're going to do a little less than 10 minutes per mode. And, you know, that'll be the hour. So, and I did different keys. So you, in parentheses under the progression, you see this one says A melodic minor, but the key of the melodic minor, it doesn't always match the root chord. Like in mode 2, the root is F sharp, but you're using E melodic minor because it's the second mode of E melodic minor. Does that make sense so far? Any questions so far? All right, cool. So just choose at least one fingering that you know well with melodic minor, and you can use it this entire lesson. If it's only one position, like the E shape, whatever, then you use that. If you got multiple positions, even better. But keep in mind, for positions, since you know your major scales well, then all you have to do is flat the third, and you're in business. So we're gonna try it. We're gonna vamp on the melodic minor, mode number 1, key of A minor.